Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, a lot of different stories making the papers for today, the 1st of April, beginning with the Irish Independent. They tell us about the local property tax. In case you're worried about it, the bans are going to be frozen under measures being presented to the Cabinet, along with plans to freeze VAT on gas and electricity until at least the autumn. Tough day today for people because there's a lot of price increases by some of the services that you have, like your broadband, your TV, your health insurance, all sorts of different things. So the Indo says we have a bit of a reprieve because the local property tax bans are going to be frozen and they're going to freeze VAT on gas and electricity, which is currently 9%. In May, it was supposed to go up to 13.5%, but now it's going to stay at 9. The Indo says the new measures will come as welcome relief to families who are battling a wave of household price increases arriving this month. Staying on the cost of living crisis, the Irish Times on the front page tells us more than half of all third level students could face an increase in college fees this year because cost of living supports are being reduced or scrapped. The €3,000 annual student contribution has been lowered to €2,000 for the past 3 years. However, Minister for Higher Education James Lawless is signalling that the €1,000 reduction could be cut this year. So they won't say this, but it feels like it would be an increase in fees for many students. It won't be sold as that, but student fees would be going up for third level. And this is some of the measures being mooted at the moment, I'm sure will be discussed at Cabinet today. Elsewhere, on the front of the Irish Times, they're looking at the planes going over our head, and we're told that the number of aircraft allowed to bring military weapons and ammunition through Ireland has hit a 13-year high. We had 1,354 flights sanctioned last year. These are weapons flights that go over Ireland, over Irish airspace. That's the main story on the front of the Irish Times today. Irish Daily Mirror, Time TD's got the finger out. The only paper going with the confidence vote in the Dáil this evening on the front page is the Mirror, and they say that warring TD's were last night urged to set their speaking row aside and let the Dáil deal with Trump's tariffs. So there's going to be this no confidence vote in the County Cork of Rona Murphy today, which, as Sean Defoe was telling us, she will obviously survive, not without a few bruises, though. And the Taoiseach wants to sort out far more serious issues. That's a quote in the Mirror from yesterday's interview on News Talk Breakfast, News Talk Breakfast yesterday, where the Taoiseach was in studio. If you want to listen back to that, you can get it on the News Talk app. But the Mirror is saying that the Taoiseach says we need to sort this out because there are far more serious issues. The Irish Daily Mail says that we should be using AI to get benefits. This is a new report from the ESRI. Artificial intelligence could be used to make it easier to access benefits. Struggling families are taking risky financial decisions in order to get by, according to this new report. We'll talk to the ESRI in about 10 minutes. The Irish Daily Star on the front page, "The Long Neck of Her" is the headline. They have a photograph there of the widow of gangster Fat Andy Connors carrying, if you don't mind, a bottle of Bulmers leaving court yesterday. She was warned she faces jail over illegal mobile homes on her land. Anne Connors was before a judge for failing to comply with court orders to remove the properties, and she left Dublin Circuit Civil Court with a bottle of Bulmers in her hand and told reporters that the country is effed. So you can read more about that in the Star. In fairness, a lovely day yesterday for a cider. Not sure you'd have it in the courthouse, but that's the front of the Star. The Irish Sun on the front page, "Double kid killer's bid for freedom. A monster who murdered his two young sons is applying for parole." This is Sanjeev Chadha. You'll be aware of his wife, Kathleen Chadha, who's been campaigning on this issue. Sanjeev murdered Owen and Rory, his two sons, aged 10 and 5, in 2013. And Kathleen Chadha has told the Irish Sun He should have received two life sentences for the two lives that he took from us. I hope that he remains in prison for at least 25 years. Inside the papers, the Irish Independent looking at the housing crisis and a new survey that nearly 6 in 10 homeowners would consider building a cabin-style development in the back garden if planning rules were relaxed. I was away on holidays and I come back and I heard then about that people are going to be putting cabins in their garden. Well, a survey carried out by People Insurance reveals that the majority of respondents to their survey would take advantage of an easing of regulations. So it seems people actually want cabins in their gardens. And the research shows that more than half of people surveyed said they would consider building a cabin in their back garden. And 40% said their primary motivation would be to accommodate family members. Now, you'll have other architects saying this is not a solution to the housing crisis, throwing family members in a cabin in the back garden. But clearly, ordinary Irish people feel that it is. And the housing crisis has got to a point where, in order to help their families, they're thinking of this. Read more about that in the Indo. The weather, beautiful at the moment. The Star tells us that we could be in for 3 months of good weather. Warm sunshine will lift temperatures to 17 degrees this week. We're told it could even feel like 32 degrees Celsius in direct sunlight. Met Aaron says the fine weather will hold for the week, with Friday going to be the best of the days. Every day is kind of gorgeous though. And next week is also due to being warmer than average temperatures. And the seasonal models that Matt Aaron is looking at show that the temperatures are going to be above normal for April, May and June. So that would mean that we've 3 months of sunny, above average, warm temperatures. Read more about that in the Irish Daily Star. A big report on weight loss in the Daily Telegraph today, which tells us that fasting for 3 days a week is a better way of losing weight than dieting for seven. Overweight or obese people who follow a fasting regime lost an average of 7.6% of their body weight in 1 year. People who cut their calories every single day lose only 5% of their weight, according to that. If you're looking to go for a run, we have the best places to run in Ireland. If you're looking for a beauty spot while you run, the Wild Atlantic Way and Phoenix Park coming out on top of a list of Ireland's best running spots. This is a survey in the Mirror by the Decathlon store, and they found that whether you're an experienced marathoner or just in it for post-run snacks, people love going out for runs. And it is the Wild Atlantic Way is where people want to jog the most, followed by the Phoenix Park. Also the Waterford Greenway. Don't know how the cyclists feel about that. I thought that was only for biking, but a lot of runners like it too, obviously. And if they could run abroad, 40% would love to run on Bondi Beach, or they would like to run in Switzerland on the mountains. Read more about that in the Mirror. A couple of other final stories for you. Big story in the Irish Daily Mirror, staying with that paper, about Donald Trump, where we're told that the government is considering a US request for a permanent American military base at Shannon Airport. And if we do that, apparently they'll go easy on us with tariffs. The Irish Daily Mirror says it has learned that Donald Trump has made this suggestion about Shannon Airport as the Irish government seeks to avoid the worst economic damage from the range of taxes due to be revealed tomorrow. Of course, today is April 1st, tomorrow is April 2nd, and that is when Liberation Day is. The government has not responded to requests for comment from the Mirror, but the idea that you might give Trump Shannon Airport in the Mirror, and then they'll be good, nice to us when it comes to tariffs. And a final story, if you're struggling with the clocks changing this week, well, there's news in the Mail that there's a new campaign group who want the law to be changed, where you would allow workers to ignore the annual switch to Irish Standard Time and remain on the old time. So what this means is that employees can take a non-binary approach to timekeeping, allowing them to keep an extra hour in bed without facing action for being late. And you go around, if you want to do this, you'd wear a badge called GMIST, which is Greenwich Mean Time or Irish Standard Time. And the campaign logo has a clock face showing the traditional work start time of 9 o'clock, but with a third hand indicating supporters view it as still only 8 o'clock. So you ignore the old time or the New Time, whichever you want. One of those who's very interested in this is a woman called Kat Knapp, who splits her working week between 2 days at home and 3 days in her company's Dublin office. And she says, if I fancy a lie-in or struggle to get up, I'll just put on my badge and say I'm on old time. And another woman called Made Up of Business Organisation, the Irish Employers Body, said it's an incredibly foolish idea. Read more about that in the Mail. Those are the stories in the papers for today, April 1st.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.